Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So how should we think about smoking in your car with the kids in tow? Is it child abuse? Is it not so good but not so bad? Is it none of the government's BI business? Well, New York State Assemblyman Felix Ortiz wants us to confront this question. The Brooklyn Democrat has new legislation to ban smoking in your own car if children are present. Should this be a law? Call us as we welcome Assemblyman Ortiz, 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, or post to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Hi, Assemblyman. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you. Tell us about your bill.
Well, my bill is very simple. It's just mandate that individuals who are driving a vehicle and have a kid under the age of 16 should not be smoking. Otherwise, they will get a penalty of $100 if they get caught smoking with a child under the age of 16.
Would it go up for repeat offenders?
Well, we don't have that option yet, but that is a great idea.
Should Children's Services get involved?
I think the law enforcement will be the one who will be imposed the traffic violation. We'll go to DMV. I do believe that the fact that we have about 3,000 people dying from lung cancer every year, and also we have some adverse impact that occurs as a result of secondhand smoking, as for example, low birth weight or a small size at birth for babies of women exposed to secondhand smoking during pregnancy, had brought me to rethink this issue a few times. As you probably know, I was the guy who did the cell phone ban in New York and the first in the country. And every time I try to make a bill like this, I'm trying to be very cautious and carefully how I act on it about having all the facts straight. And I think this is a secondhand smoking is the most dangerous thing that can happen not only to our kids but to our families as well.
So when you say a cell phone ban, that's the hands-free law for driving in New York. That was yours?
That is correct, sir.
Let's take a call. Jose in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hello, Jose.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing?
Okay.
Very good.
I find it to be totally ridiculous that we're always trying to limit people's freedoms to do what they choose to do. Right now on the books currently we have laws that restrict commercial vehicles from idling. I myself am on 42nd Street and there's vehicles idling outside all day. You know, so for someone to stand up and say that talk of asthma and cancer, but then you don't take the steps to enforce the laws we have on the books right now to clean up our city and its air.
Assemblyman?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You bring a good point, and I think that the mayor of the city of New York should be telling the Department of Traffic and the Department of Police Department to enact the law and to enforce it. I think this is, and you, Jose, are absolutely right. I think that most of the time we put bills on the book and don't get enforced. And I think sometimes people like yourself and program like this who bring a debate, I will guarantee you that we'll force the law enforcement to execute and to do the right thing.
Jose, thank you. It is funny, though, that people get outraged more when the perpetrator of an environmental hazard is an outsider or a corporation or somebody that they can identify as a victim than if it's themselves, you know. But a lot of these things, there's a big story out today in the Washington Post and elsewhere about plastics that are used in baby bottles and things like that and the possibility that they may leach. Now, that's a terrible thing. It's certain products. I don't want to scare everybody about every baby bottle. But it's certainly a terrible thing, and certainly if it's known and a company continues to do it. But the actual risk is relatively small. It should be stopped, but the actual statistical risk is relatively small compared to regular smoking around a child where the risk would be huge. But people react to it differently because it's personal.
Well, you're absolutely right, Brian. I think I think that we as a human beings, we do not like to get a mandate and to our human behavior, if you will. And it's more like it's a personal decision, it's a personal choice, which I agree with it. But sometimes when we have to make the common sense personal choice not to smoke, surrender our children or our family or our neighbors, sometimes the government had to step in. And when you begin to see the healthcare escalating cost that is affecting and impacting our healthcare system in New York State, not just on lung cancer or cancer as a whole, but when you have a low birth weight defect due to secondhand smoking, and government doesn't get responsible to take action, then the government becomes to be irresponsive. And I think that what we're trying to do here is two things. Number one, exactly what you're doing right now, Brian, and I thank you for this, because this is about developing and having a debate about the issue, what we should do and we should not do. And I think we are moving in the right direction. And number two, to also then to bring awareness to the problem that is impacting indirectly, and we don't know it yet. And then sometimes we ask ourselves, why my child has bronchitis? Why my child has asthma? Why do he's missing so much classroom? Well, when you look around inside your home or you look inside your car, you will find out the answer.
Assemblyman Felix Ortiz of Brooklyn, my guest on WNYC, as we talk about his proposal for no smoking in your own car if a child is present. Meanwhile, this just in from the AP, Sharp James, guilty. A federal jury has convicted the former Newark mayor and his ex-mistress of corruption stemming from the cut-rate sale of city land. James was convicted of all five charges that he faced, including fraud and conspiracy. His former girlfriend, Tamika Riley, was convicted on those charges and the eight others that she faced, including evading taxes and cheating to obtain subsidized housing assistance for herself. Prosecutors say the charges carry about 7 to 8 years in prison for each defendant. The jury deliberated for about 30 hours over 6 days at a courthouse just a block from City Hall, where James led New Jersey's largest city for 20 years until 2006. So there you have it, just in from New Jersey. Federal jury has convicted Mayor Sharp James, former Mayor Sharp James, and his former girlfriend, Tamika Riley, on fraud, conspiracy, and other charges. Now back to smoking and kids in the car. And Lynn in Morristown, used to be that kid. Is that it, Lynn?
Yes. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I grew up in New York City, and I had a friend whose father drove us to school quite often, and he smoked constantly. And I would be sick to my stomach for at least an hour in the school, after he dropped us off, for at least an hour because of the smoke. And I couldn't say anything because, you know, he was doing my parents a favor by driving me to school. I just think it's a horrible thing, and kids really have no control.
Lynn, thank you for that story, and I think Joan in Manhattan's story may even be worse. Joan, you're on WNYC.
Hi, yes. Both of my parents smoked, and I used to cross rooms holding my breath in order to get to the other side of the room because I could not take it. And when we were in the car, my father used to actually roll the window back up with his remote control. And
you mean if you rolled it down for fresh air?
I would roll it down trying to get some air. He would roll it back up because it was seen as an act of defiance.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So, Councilman, you got a couple of supporters here.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Assemblyman.
It's moving forward, Brian. Let me tell you, at the end of the day, we will have all the support that we need.
Well, I hope you succeed.
Well, it's like I said before, it's an issue that is invisible. We don't see him happening until we go to the doctor. And Joanne, I have the same experience with my father when I was growing up. He will smoke. He will keep the windows up, and was the smoke cannot go anywhere except to you inhale it and you go to your lungs.
So I'm curious, Joan. Would you go this far? Would you have no smoking in your own home by law if kids are present?
Well, you know, I actually think that we need to also look at the power structures, look at why we have smoking. We have smoking because there's profit. And, you know, so I think that, you know, regulating the person who is addicted is just one angle. Both my parents were addicted. But had there been huge taxes on cigarettes or or had they been made illegal, then, you know, then there wouldn't be this problem. So,
Joan, thank you very much. And Nick in Wilton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nick.
Great. Hi, thank you for taking my call. You know, I'm just concerned. Obviously, it sounds like a good idea, but it's just more government. We already pay taxes on these cars. People are already taxed to high heaven to purchase the cigarettes, and now you're being told where and when you can smoke them. And it just seems like such a double standard. The vehicle we're actually driving is producing awful fumes, and there's no concern about that. We're just concerned about the little cigarette in the car, when in reality, I mean, what's next? You're going to get a bigger fine depending on how many children are in your car when you're speeding? I mean, it just seems to me like more government is more trouble. And I don't know. I just want to hear your comment on that. And
thank you, Nick. Assemblyman, talk to Nick.
I think I appreciate that Nick comment. I think that he just hit it on regarding the problem with smoking. I think again we have to realize this is an invisible problem that began to be visible once the doctor do the diagnostics. And I think if we don't take action today, we will be paying a big price tomorrow. And I do understand about the government intervention. I know people don't want to be imposed mandates, but sometimes when things are not working properly, sometimes we have to move forward to do what we think as government is the right thing to do to protect the health and the well-being of our children and our families.
Well, don't you think the right thing to do by the government would be to have no affiliation with tobacco products whatsoever and not make millions of dollars off this product that they're so against? It is such a double standard. It's saying this product is awful, it's poison, but you know what? Let's tax it and let's make billions of dollars on it a year.
Now, wait a minute, Nick. You don't want the government involved nickel and diming us, but you wouldn't mind the government banning the product altogether.
No, exactly. I know that's a double standard in itself, but the product is clearly bad. It causes cancer. So if the government really they believe that and they agree with that, then why would you want to profit off something that's so awful?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's like profiting off of a I can't think of another example where it happens. Tobacco is the only thing where they swear it'll kill you, and they have no problem making a dime off.
Assemblyman, we're about out of time. And Nick, thanks a lot. Call us again. Assemblyman, is that where you think we should ultimately head, policy wise? Just ban cigarettes.
Well, I think that's the way to go. I think we, Nick, Brian, I think Nick is right. I think we need to do what is the right thing to protect the environment and the health of our children and families.
Assemblyman Felix Ortiz, Democrat from the Bronx.
Brooklyn, Brian.
Why did I say the Bronx? I said it right all the other times. Brooklyn, Sunset Park, right?
You got it.
Okay, with the bill to ban smoking in the car if children are present. Thanks for coming on and talking about it.
Thank you. Thank you for your concern. Bye.
And coming up next, we'll talk to the head of the MTA about greening the MTA. It's already pretty green, just that there is mass transit, but they're trying to go further than that. And then Mike Kelly from The Record will talk about the conviction of Sharp James. Stay tuned.